Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com, LLP, or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's...
Well, Homer, I'm not a picky man.
Hey, friends, S is magic, that's M-A-J-I-C. And I'm really drunk, but I still want to do a Magic's moderator monologue on the topic. Oh, and okay, much like my last Magic on Magic, this will probably be a train wreck, and I'll probably post it to the wrong pod thread, but I'll do my best. But what I want to talk about here is getting along with mods and dealing with mods, arguing with mods, when you have a dispute with mods, what to do. And the topic of drama and just general mod-related stuff. And, you know, that's what this whole moderator monologue thing is about. And, again, I mean, I'm not going to apologize for being drunk. It's okay to be drunk. It's legal to be drunk on ATS, although, kids, don't try this at home. Excuse me, just a little smoked almond here. All right, so, all right. I'm really plowed. So anyway, you know, every once in a while we have drama, and we have, we have members that just get the get it in their heads that the mods are out to get them, you know, that we have some kind of sinister agenda, and we're out to suppress the truth, and what else do we see? Mainly that, suppress the truth. That we're out to get certain members because we disagree with them and stuff like that. And I'm glad I'm putting an explicit tag on that because, you know what, that's a bunch of bullshit. Another beer here. Yeah, moderators are just other ATSers. We're just members who have extra jobs. We have, we were invited by the owners to be moderators and help out. But we're still members, and we're still, like everyone else, we have to honor the terms and conditions. And 99 times, every damn time, we get these situations of drama and stuff, it's always somebody who's upset because we're enforcing the terms and conditions. Everyone on ATS agrees to honor the terms and conditions as part of being a member. And if you read them, they are not unfair. There's nothing in the terms and conditions that tells you what you have to think. There's nothing in the terms and conditions that tells you what you can, you know, what you can or cannot say, other than some pretty basic stuff like don't post porn, don't lie, don't abuse or attack other members. This is basic etiquette, you know? And, this is the kind of stuff that we have to prohibit if we want people to be to feel comfortable about talking about the kinds of things we talk about on ATS. Excuse me. I mean, if you have somebody who thinks that they were abducted by aliens and they come on the site and they tell their story and everyone just laughs at them and tells them, calls them an idiot, a freak or whatever, what have we become? You know, I mean, what? You know, what business do we have calling ourselves what we are, you know, if we are not willing to be open to different points of view? So the terms and conditions are there to give us a foundation upon which we can discuss the kinds of things that most people never talk about. I mean, come on, you know, who talks about things like alien abductions? Who talks about things like reptilians running the government? You know, who talks about things like being able to levitate? You know, paranormal studies. Look at the stuff that goes on the paranormal studies forum. That's a forum that's near and dear to my heart. But look at all the crazy stuff we talk about there, including me. You know, my confessions of a dark sorcerer and all that kind of stuff. And this is all stuff I'm testifying. This is what happened, you know? So I know what it feels like when you talk about something and people don't believe you. And that's okay. You know, the main thing about ATS is we just want to give people a forum where they can talk about stuff that they wouldn't talk about in other places. Talk about the kinds of things that are taboo in other places. And this is something actually I'm exploring on PTS with the Slugfest forum. And you know, when threads really get out of hand, go off topic, people start really flaming, a thread might get kicked over to Slugfest. And I'm the forum subject matter expert for Slugfest. I appointed myself to that job. And the reason I did that is I wanted to experiment with these topics that get kicked over to Slugfest. and see if there's a way we can still talk about that kind of stuff. Just because something's controversial doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to talk about it. But I'm sorry, I digress. I'll probably do another podcast when I'm not so drunk about what I want to do with PTS. I mean, coming up on my second month here as the PTS guy, and I'll be talking about that more and what my plans are for PTS and what it is that we're planning to do. Getting back to moderating, it's normal, okay? Normal and expected. Excuse me. Just have a little bit more. Excuse me, a little more Steel Reserve. All right. It's normal and expected that members and moderators will disagree on certain things. There's nothing wrong with this, okay? Moderators can make mistakes, and members are not always wrong. In fact, my attitude about moderating is I look at all of my fellow members as customers of ATS. That's the way I look at things. Now, that doesn't mean that the customer is always right, because the customer can be wrong. However, customers deserve respect. You know, the people, my fellow members, the people that contribute to ATS are what makes ATS what it is. You know, yeah, we got the staff positions, we got the amigos, and we got stuff like that. That's great. But you know what? None of this would matter if people didn't contribute to the boards, if people didn't add their opinions, if people didn't talk. It is this understanding which drives me and guides me as a member of the staff, and I'm not the only one. All the time, you know, you see it publicly and you might think it's just, you know, marketing or whatever. When the amigos talk about how much, you know, how, you know, when we talk about how cool ATS is, they talk about the members. Well, you know what? They say the same things behind the scenes. And we don't talk about what goes on in Cosmic, but I'm just telling you, folks, it's not, you know, people think, oh, there's some kind of conspiracy, and yeah, okay, we're conspiracy board. The assumption should be, I guess, that ATS is some sort of government conspiracy. But the truth of the matter is, no, it's just us. It's just some people trying to run a board. And, you know, the amigos and my fellow staff members, we're not two-faced. You know, I see the same. I see them saying the same things behind the scenes that I see them saying out in the public forums. And, you know, think about it. Think about all the people that are mods, all the members, all your fellow members that have become moderators. Are we in on some kind of evil conspiracy? Did we sell our souls to become mods? The answer to that question is no, we did not. We're still members. We still care about ATS. We still love ATS. There's no hidden secret. There's no, you know, evil plot behind ATS. The purpose of ATS is exactly what the members and the owners and everyone else agrees that the purpose of ATS is. And you don't have to believe me. That's fine. I'm just saying that's the way it is. You know. So when you're dealing with moderators, bear in mind that you're dealing with fellow members who care about ATS. We enforce the terms and conditions, and the terms and conditions are reasonable. You know, we have all agreed by virtue of being members, we have agreed to honor the terms and conditions. This is not a bond of slavery. This is not selling our soul. If you read the terms and conditions, which a lot of members apparently have not, and by the way, I didn't until for quite a while. And then when I did, I was like, oh! Seriously, if you can find the time, sit down and read the above topsecret.com terms and conditions of use. Because if you do that, you're going to know what the deal is. And I guarantee if you honor those terms and conditions, you're fine. Think about it. You know, we get all these members that are all pissed off because, oh, mods are being mean. They're picking on me because I believe in X, you know. No, that's not the reason why we take any kind of action. We take action because members are violating the terms and conditions. Plain and simple. If there's no TNC violation, we don't have any leg to stand on, and that's the way it works. So if you know what the terms and conditions are and you honor them, then if a mod takes action against you, you can contest it and you can win. And it does happen. I mean, it's not the most common occurrence. Most members don't know what the terms and conditions are, and they don't realize they're breaking them. But every once in a while, a mod may make a mistake. We're human. So if you're dealing with a moderator, the terms upon which you should be dealing with that moderator is the terms and conditions. Read them. Know them. If you do that, you are in a position of great power and influence on ATS. You don't have to be a staff member to do that. Just know the terms and conditions, and you'll know your rights. God, I'm sorry. I'm really drunk, and I'm droning on about this. But what I want to say is, so much of the trouble that we see with members is based on this simple misunderstanding as to what the terms and conditions are. And if they simply understood those, they would realize that, no, we're not picking on them. We're not out to get people. We're just doing what we're expected to do as moderators, which is enforce the terms and conditions. And we're people, okay? Which means sometimes someone gets popped for being abusive or whatever. They say, well, why didn't you give a warning to so-and-so? We take each case as a separate case. Some people call that favoritism. I don't. I look at that as that's what judges are supposed to do. Judges are supposed to look at the facts in the case and take action accordingly. Also, we don't catch every violation. You know, we're not God. You know, we can only see so much. So sometimes we just don't see something, and then 2 or 3 weeks goes by, and then by that time it's kind of like, oh, what are you going to do? Come in and start slapping warrants on people? No, it's not the way it works. And that's one of the reasons why we encourage members, if you see a gross violation of the terms and conditions, report it with a complaint feature, you know? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm really trashed. And speaking of which, I guess what I want to say is a lot of the trouble I see between members and staff is based on misunderstandings and based on assumptions that are not true. I assure you, I promise you, I swear by my honor that the AboveTopSecret.com staff is not out to harass or harm or hurt members in any way. We're not out to suppress anyone's opinions. We are simply just trying to make sure that the community is healthy and that the community is managed in a manner which is consistent with the terms and conditions. And the terms and conditions are, you know, were developed on the basis of hard-won experience. If you look at each of these terms, there's a story behind every one of them, you know, and they're not arbitrary. They're important. And I promise if you read them and understand them, you will see the wisdom of running ATS under the terms and conditions. And that's what this is all about. So if you have an argument with a moderator, please don't get public about it. Don't turn it into a public drama fest. For one thing, that's always off topic. There is no such thing as a drama forum on ATS. If a moderator makes what you think is a bad call, submit a complaint. A lot of staff members and counselors look at the complaints forum and decide if the complaint has merit. Now, I'll be frank. Most of the complaints I see do not have merit, but some of them do. And when they do, it is our job as staff members, our honor depends on us making sure that we do the right thing. When we make a mistake, it is our duty to ensure that we're going to own up to it, to be honest about it, make things right with the member. Because you know what? If we don't do that, we're going to lose all our good members. And we don't want that. We want our members to be happy. You know, I really do look at being a moderator as a customer service job. You know, it's the customer may not always be right, but you're still the customer, and we still respect that very much. And it's you, the members of AboveTopSecret.com, that make the community what it is. And without you, we would have nothing. We would have nothing. And this is a theme I see repeated over and over again. You know, inside cosmic, outside cosmic. You see it over and over. It's not just lip service. We know, we understand how important you are. So I just want you to know that. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm really drunk. By the way, I need another drink. I just want you to know that we're not out to get members. We are on your side. We want to help. We want to make ATS the best board on the internet for conspiracy discussion. As far as I'm concerned, it is. Now, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, and it doesn't mean there won't be problems. But that's part of being the best, is not, you know, going along and nothing can go wrong. No, being the best means understanding that there will be problems and dealing with them the right way. And I tell you, this is the attitude I see with my fellow staff members. I see this with the owners. I see it day in and day out. And think about it. Think about the members who have become moderators. Think about the people on the staff. You've seen how we post. You've seen our, you know, you've seen how we were before we became staff members. Do you honestly think that we, that any of us would compromise ourselves to be in on some kind of evil plot, some kind of sinister thing? No. I mean, I wouldn't be a moderator if I didn't believe in what ATS is. If I didn't believe that the owners of ATS were on to something important, I wouldn't be a staff member. I wouldn't even be here. You know, and think about it. Think about, you know, we look at the members that, look at the people that are moderators. You know, these are great members. You know, think about it. Would we all be in on some kind of evil plot? No. No. So anyway, I'm sorry. This has been too long. We're over 15 minutes already, and I'm really drunk. I just wanted to say this, though. Got a problem? We want to work with, we want to work it out, you know. That's the attitude that I see with the staff. And even when I'm drunk, I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. So anyway, I'm sorry. This has been really too long, and this is a horrible podcast, but I just wanted to say what I just said. And so until next time, be well, friends.